opponent from Spain, Rafael Nadal.
Love it. Thank you. Let's. Mr. Daniel Chamenko now left pass a line, the ball is called in. Mr. Delian has two challenges remaining. Yes.
Thank you. 15-0.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Advantage, Italian. Mr. Nadal is showing the call on the right baseline. The ball is called out.
Thank you. turn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a changeover. Take your seats quickly, please. Thank you. First seat for now, please.
Dubai with Emirates. EKCam.com. Log on, seat number in. You could be heading to Dubai. You'll be lucky.
This guy's not flattering on girls.
I got told I was too short. Why?
Find your seat quickly. Thank you.
Don't let the voices get you. I play for me and you play for you.
Feeling. 15. And last 50.
Thank you.
Johnson is chilling the call on the left far side line. The ball was called in. Thank you.
Thank you. Steve Keenum.
Johnson is chilling the ball on the left center service line. The ball was called for.
Justin.
Federer leads 2-1. Game for them. Definitely. Thank you. 14 again. It's 4-1.
Thank you.
89 ans.
Time.
spinners.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you also acknowledge the efforts of Steve Johnson from the United States?
Roger, Happy New Year, nice to see you. And nice to see you playing that way. First match of the season for you. Sometimes can be tricky, but that seemed to be a very high level of tennis right off the bat. How do you rate your performance?
I'm very happy. It's nice to be back here in Australia. Sorry I missed the ATP Cup. It looked fun on TV. Stevie called me very rusty in the first round. I was like, no, not really. I felt really good. So it was a really good first round for me.
A little different schedule for you this year. You didn't play the ATP Cup. You played the Hotman Cup the last couple seasons in Perth. What did you do with your free time before you got down here to get ready for the tournament?
Trained really hard. Obviously, I needed some vacation too, and I toured South America a little bit at the end of the season, which was so much fun. Incredible people over there, and great crowds and atmospheres. Then I needed a rest, and then I trained really hard like I always do. I'm just so happy that I didn't have any setbacks, you know, like, almost any off season that never have setbacks, and that's just sets us up really nicely for the season. Regardless of how it goes here, you just know you have that block in you, and I'm happy. I played well, you know, in practice I felt good, so I'm happy it showed on the court as well.
You've been here in Melbourne for a little bit, and you know the challenges this country is facing. You were part of a very special event, the Rally for Relief here at Rod Laver Arena earlier last week. It raised $5 million, which is amazing and needed. Taking that event?
Well, I mean, it's a couple of things. Number one, I'm always going to be there in an event like this. That's normal, like all the other top guys, and that's why it was nice to see us all getting out on court together. We appreciate to do it. You know, we don't always have the time, depending on what the tournament looks like, because they need revenue as well, and it's not always as easy to shove it over, you know, for a good cause. Some people don't think that way, but here in Australia people do, and that's why it was great that Tennis Australia and the Australian Open felt that way, and it really gave us an opportunity to get together and get behind the country that so much needs it. Then I was playing Nick as well, and I know his city has been affected as well, and he looked very emotional going out during and after, and I hope he really gets a lot of support this week, because he's also one of the guys who got the ball rolling, so like so many other Aussie players, and it's just nice to jump up with him as well.
So you've been coming to Australia for quite some time. In fact, this is your 21st time playing here, which is a record. We're glad to see you back here. What do you remember about your first experience here in the main draw back in 2000? Do you remember who you played? Do you remember how you did? It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a while. You're testing my memory. And I remember coming here for the juniors in 98. I lost in the semis and then played qualies the following year here in the at the main event. I lost the first round qualies and then came back the following year in 2000. And that's the one you're referring to. And I beat Michael Chang en route. That was fun. You're old friend, and now he's coaching against me, and we're good friends off the court as our kids are friends with their kids, and that was a great experience. I think it was on show court 2 or 3, I don't remember, but it's nice playing on a big court and against Michael, and then I think I ended up playing third or fourth round, losing to Arnaud Clément, and I was happy it was a tournament. I thought I played very well.
Well, you played very well today, and it's always good to see Roger Federer back here.
Stay in your seat, your prize will be with you very, very soon. There are plenty more chances to play Emirates and participate in the Emirates Play for the rest of the Australian Open. Keep posting to hashtag Emirates Play for your chance to win a grand prize of 2 return flights to Dubai. Thank you.